Civil rights films have become perennial Best Picture contenders. Last year it was Lincoln and Django Unchained. This year it could include 42, Fruitvale Station, and now The Butler.
Forrest Gump, meet Forrest Whitaker as a White House butler serving 8 presidents during the Civil Rights Movement. That's the premise anyway, but the real theme is his generational clash with his activist son.
He just won the Academy Award. He's breaking down barriers for all of us.
Sidney Poitier is nothing but a rich Uncle Tom.
Get the hell out of my house!
Oprah Winfrey, Terrence Howard, and Cuba Gooding Jr. shine. But the presidential casting is a bit odd. Robin Williams as Ike, James Marsden as JFK, Liev Schreiber as LBJ, John Q. Cusack as Nixon, and Alan Rickman and Jane Fonda as the Reagans. Either way, the march through history is addicting, from sit-ins to the Freedom Riders, even if it ends a bit heavy-handed. If you're worried about race baiting, remember that this year marks just 50 years since we heard this.
Segregation now.
I have a dream.
Segregation tomorrow.
I have a dream.
And segregation forever.
I have a dream today.
That's in these filmmakers' lifetimes. So it'll take time before our movies are less about color and more about the content of their characters. Thankfully, this one has both. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving The Butler 3.5 out of 4 stars.